Are we cultivating courage with conviction? From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. 2 years ago, Jennifer Keaton made headlines when she was expelled from the Augusta State University counseling program for expressing her disagreement with homosexuality. The university asked Keaton to attend diversity workshops to increase her effectiveness with gay clients and to comply with the school's remediation plan, which required her to, quote, tell clients wanting to hear that homosexual sex is moral. Keaton refused, was expelled, and then filed a lawsuit. Keaton lost the case because the judge claimed that the philosophical character of her beliefs does not entitle her to university accommodation. It's not clear why her belief is philosophical and the university's is not, or why the fundamental right to religious freedom is now being called accommodation. Look, as we prepare the next generation for this culture, they'll need courage with their convictions. Why not read through the Manhattan Declaration with them? I'll link to it at thepointradio.org. I'm John Stone Street.